Milo Miles usually reviews music for Fresh Air, but today he reviews three books for music lovers.
Sometimes you have to play with your toys for a while before you recommend them to the other kids. That has certainly been my experience with the very big and fat Rough Guide to World Music and its new, somewhat smaller but still hefty cousin, The Rough Guide to Reggae. The Guide to World Music bumps 700 pages with entries from more than 50 contributors. As any such effort done by human beings would have to, it falls short. The writing is uneven. There's nothing approaching a coherent point of view about all the various styles. And you get a sneaky sense that some areas, like Greece and the Arab Middle East, get the too quick once-over. But The Rough Guide to World Music just keeps piling up the descriptions and lively photos and discographies. The editors also have a sharp sense of just who is important enough for a page or two of individual profile. The guide defines loads of terms and explains just enough history. If you'd just gotten interested in the wondrous Pakistani singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan before he died this year, The Rough Guide will fill you in. If you want a thumbnail history of the 1960s MPB movement in Brazil, it's here. With a couple of years to use this tome, I find I reach for it frequently, and it has no serious competition. The Rough Guide to Reggae is more out on its own than one might imagine. Other than a Guinness book that's mostly a string of biographies, this is the only comprehensive survey of Jamaican pop I know of. It was written by Peter Dalton and Steve Barrow, who assembled the impeccable Tougher Than Tough anthology a couple years ago. The Rough Guide to Reggae is a sort of print equivalent to that box set, and Barrow's ear for the punchy tune serves him well in both cases. The book contains a perfectly decent run-through of the Bob Marley saga, but that isn't what's important about it. You need Barrow and Dalton to guide you through the thickets of dub reggae and to differentiate between the many fleeting stars of ragga and dancehall styles. Barrow is a guy who studied the Jamaican music industry and listened to more reggae records than any of us will ever have time for, and he knows where the tunes are. Although the illustrations in the Rough Guides are evocative, they're tiny. Val Wilmer's radiant black-and-white photos in the book Portrait of the Blues show just how glorious a good-sized shot can be. Wilmer's pictures range from the early 60s to the late 80s. She includes street scenes, dancing fans, and many blues performers. These can be famous or obscure, at work on stage, rolling on the road, or relaxing at home. All of them reflect Wilmer's ability to make the down-home look epic. A woman and her child at a jukebox have the grace of everyday royalty. Portrait of the Blues is subtitled America's Blues Musicians in Their Own Words, and the book's most vivid language comes from the lengthy musician quotes. For instance, bandleader Lowell Fulson's description of a Southern sheriff harassing his tour bus unfolds with as much tension and cunning as any of his songs. Portrait of the Blues would make a fine centerpiece for any roadhouse library.
Milo Miles is the music features editor for Soundstone.com. He reviewed The Rough Guide to World Music, The Rough Guide to Reggae, and Portrait of the Blues, America's Blues Musicians in Their Own Words.